You were listening to Ladies POV with Yo Amika. Let's get this show started.
This is Ladies POV with Yo and Mika. I am Mika and she is...
Yo, Londa.
And again, this is Ladies POV, powered by Anchor. You can find us on all streaming platforms, whichever you wish. Click the button, subscribe, listen, because we have a whole lot to say. And today is no exception. No exception. It's a lot going on. You know, sports is picking up a little more now. So, yes. You know, we can kind of ease a little bit of those COVID, you know, talks out and trying to find something, because this is primarily a sports podcast. And
yeah,
it's a lot happening. It's a lot happening right now, especially locally.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to discuss it. Like, I just can't wait to discuss it. Anyways, Yolanda, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good there. I can't complain. I'm here. I mean, I'm here. It's a little warm outside, but I'm here.
Yes, Lord, it's warm.
Yeah.
I feel you. I'm here, you know, alive and well, just kicking it.
Good.
And I think. Just doing my thing.
I know that's right. So the week's been good for you?
Yeah. Personally, yes, it has. It's been good for me. You know. But on the sports front, not so much.
Ooh, boy.
So
boy.
Much. And if y'all don't know, if you've been under a rock or something. You know, last week we talked about the Redskins name change. There have been different, you know, possibilities of names and who can, you know, what will be named. The Redskins have since retired that name. That name is no longer. It's retired. As of right now, they are the Washington Football Club football team.
Right.
How you want to address them? Washington Football. Is however you want to address them right now. And I think there was like a bit of a holdup on the name change because of this guy in Alexandria. I don't know his name, so I'm not going to say it. But a guy in Alexandria who has all these patents for about 15 different names, because he predicted that one day this change will come.
Really? That's crazy. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Wow.
They interviewed him in 2015.
Okay.
And he said that they were going to have to change their name in 10 years. So, you know, here we are in 2020.
Yeah, how about that?
5 years later, my man was on to something and, you know, says that he doesn't want any monetary value. That's what he said initially. I think maybe now he is kind of toying around with money. I mean, who wouldn't want some money for a patent? I mean, for a trademark. You know what I mean?
Right.
If this man wants to come at me and say, we want to use this name, well, how much are you trying to give? I mean, he has leverage.
Right.
He uses his bargaining tool. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Like, that's still a stay tuned. We still are not sure when or what they're going to change the name to.
But
I got to get into the biggest story right now that's happening. Last week, I remember I kept seeing reporters say, oh, it's going to be a crazy week. It's going to be a crazy week. And, you know, the media likes to hype things up. They do. They know how to, you know, have headlines and clickable moments and, you know, get them analytics up on social media. They kept saying that it was going to be a crazy week. You know, this story from the Washington Post is going to drop on Monday. The story ended up dropping. Now I was up all night, you know, just back and forth. Like, oh, Lord, what's happening? I didn't even get any sleep because I was waiting for that breaking news.
Right.
Long story short, the story drops. I believe it dropped on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was scandal, pretty much. It was scandal that came out. and, you know, 15 women had been accused, some higher ups at Redskins Park of sexual harassment. And it's very unfortunate. Like, people, you know, got fired, two higher ups gotten fired, Alex Santos and Richard Mann. Alex was the director of player. I'm drawing a blank here.
Player
development.
Personnel development.
There we go. Thank you. And Richard Mann, I don't think I knew what his position was. That's mine. Anywho, so, you know, this happened, and then the voice of the Redskins, Larry Mike, abruptly retires. I saw that, and I said, oh my gosh, Larry is retiring after 16 years? What's happening here? Yeah, maybe he just wanted to go out and, you know, was done and kind of, you know, out with the old and with the new kind of deal, you know? Right. Which I can understand that, because, you know, we want to create some new memories, and maybe, you know, they want to go in a different direction is what one would think, right?
Right.
Not me. It's crazy. It's real.
Yeah. I mean, but, well, because he fires the people working, like you said, both of them, you know, player personnel, on the scouting side and on the development side. So you're firing them in front of the scandal. I mean, in front of the accusations. Because right. If I'm getting the information correctly, not necessarily that they were involved, but supposedly maybe knew about these things going on, or was brought to their attention and they didn't do anything about it. So, I think that they're trying to say that they are actually accused of as well. And I think that they are trying to.
Yolanda?
Which I'm just like, okay, well, how does that help anything? You know.
Hear a whole chunk of what you,
said.
It cut off.
Yeah, there was a couple of little beeping noises there. I don't know what that was.
Oh.
Okay, are we good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're good. It muted you. It paused you.
Oh, well, that's crazy. But I was saying is that, you know, I think that the Redskins tried to get ahead of the story by putting it out, by, you know, getting, you know, well, dismissing, firing, however, them from their positions. I think that they are also being accused of being some of the people who have, maybe sexual, harassment things happen with these young ladies, and now of course they're asking for Dan Snyder to sell the team. Well, people are calling for Dan Snyder to sell the team, which I'm just like, again, I don't understand how him selling the team is going to make a difference, because to me this could happen to anybody anywhere. So I mean, you know, who's the next person going to be that you guys are so, I mean, that everybody would be so happy with?
But you know. Here's the thing. Like, okay, yes, people are calling for Snyder to sell the team, as they have been for years.
Right.
Because I just feel like now, I feel like, again, like I said at the top of the show, out with the old and with the new, I feel like now was the time. You need to get away, because I don't know how long Snyder's been, 20 years or something like that? It's time. It is time for him to sell that team, and we have somebody else who owns it, who is a football mind maybe, or maybe more of a business and family sense, minded person, because it just seems as if he has almost tarnished this, you know, great legacy and reputation that we had. Okay. I mean, we haven't had a winning season in I don't know how long.
But right, the there are a lot of other teams that have had the same thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there are other teams who haven't had winning seasons.
Yeah, but
they're not asking for their owner to be, you know, to sell the team.
But maybe, you know, maybe their owner isn't like, maybe their owner just is not like Snyder.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna make this comparison. This is gonna be crazy. Okay, so this is the same way that folks like feel about. I'm sorry to try to make this comparison, but I mean I was seeing it. It's kind of like the post office right now. They have a new postmaster general who is business minded. He's not a post office person. Mm-hmm. Which makes it difficult because you're looking at numbers and you're not really, you know, you're looking kind of like when you first come into the post office, you don't realize there's what goes into it. You know, you see, oh, the mailman just drops put stuff in the box and, you know, how hard can it be? You don't see the inside. You don't see the inside. All you see is the numbers. So you don't understand the actual inner workings of how things go.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, business mighty. So you want to make these changes because you're thinking, okay, we can get this. But okay, then, you know, when as it pertains to Dan Snyder and the Washington football team. So you come in business minded, you want to make some changes. You know, Redskins have been your favorite team, kind of been your dream to kind of own them, and you have an opportunity to do that.
Right.
He wants a hand in everything. So I remember when Dan Snyder first got the team, everybody was like, oh, he needs to step back. He's everywhere. He's always in this. If he could just take a step back and stop trying to micromanage, then, you know, maybe they can get some things and let people who are in those positions hire who they need to or discuss, you know what I'm saying, discuss what needs to be done. And then, you know, like he either approves it, disapproves it, or, you know, basically trust his team.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that. He kind of backed away. He wasn't there. He let everybody take care of things. And look what happens when you let people take care of things. I'm not trying to say that I'm on Dan Snyder's side. I'm not a really huge fan of his. But my thing is, you told me to step back. And you said that you all would take care of things. Now, mind you, if I was micromanaging, I might have known about some of this stuff or been in on some of this stuff. Now I have to hear it. Now I have to try to make good on it because I there's nothing else I could do because now it's like, oh, well, how can you be oblivious? Well, you told me to step back. I mean, you know, you can't win here. He can't seem to win. And like, again, I'm not trying to take sides, but, you know, I'm looking at the whole situation. And I think that, you know, okay, firing these gentlemen, inappropriate text talking about females, you know, females feeling uncomfortable. And, you know, and you know me too. Okay. Don't get it twisted. Look at when you take ladies, seriously, ladies, when you are hired for some of these positions, and mostly, you know, I guess maybe like cheerleaders, you know, the dance team cheerleaders, however you want to call them.
Uh-huh.
They're not just hiring any female.
No.
You understand the deal. First of all, you're not getting paid a whole lot. Okay. You understand that there are calendars, there are appearances that you have to make, there are things like this. So, and I'm not saying that it is appropriate for gentlemen to do what they do, say what they say to you, but at the same time, you have to understand that you're probably going to have to take a little something in this male-dominated arena. Again, not saying it is appropriate, not saying that they shouldn't, you know, be made to feel uncomfortable. They shouldn't. But they didn't, you know, in this case, they hired you for your looks, honey. They didn't hire you because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm really trying to trying to put it in there for, you know, in perspective of stuff. But like I said, but I think what it really boils down to, I guess, again, for me, is just that you have to understand, you know, I give you the, you know, I take my step back because everybody was so upset that I was in everything, put my hand in everything. I take a step back, and now these things have been going on for years, you know, unbeknownst to me. And to me, I think he honestly doesn't know that these things were going on. He wasn't made aware of them until now. And then now he's trying to correct it as best as he can. And everybody wants him to sell the team. I mean, I just don't get it. Like, how do you win here? So, you know, where does the team go from this? You know, how does this, you know, how do you make this better?
I feel like, and I hear what you, I hear all that you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not dismissing what you said. But I feel as though, okay, let me go back for the hiring of the looks. I feel you 100% on that. Because if you look, there's never really, you know, an ugly, quote unquote, ugly.
Yeah, it's not. Woman, yeah.
In the organization, she has a certain look to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this many times. She has a certain look. So yeah, you know, and this is male dominated. So yes, you have to. You're gonna hire somebody who is attractive, who can, you know, who is easy on the eyes and can get that. Get the job done and close that deal. That's what they were, you know, using these ladies for.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in the interview with the young lady who did speak out, she was saying how, you know, this was her first corporate job. She was, you know, fresh out of college. And I understand that. So it might be some, you know, things that you want to do whatever you can in your power to stay in this job, to keep your job because of, you know, the kind of job that it is. Like, that's just, you know, say that's me and I, you know, oh my God, I love this team so much. I love football so much. I got a job in that industry.
Right. That's
and
true.
I want to be able to do whatever I can to keep this because this is a dream come true. It's a dream job, but then I'm treated like shit.
Right.
Harassment. And, you know, so I get where she was coming. Like, it's almost like, well, what do I do?
Right.
And, you know, how she said she was going home and crying most nights because of the harassment. That's a lot for a young person to handle.
It is. It is. And I agree.
Don't even have thick skin. So that's a lot for her to handle.
Yeah.
I understand. Back to the owner, though, I feel like that man, I feel like he knew a lot of what was going on. He may not have known all that was going on, but I feel like he knew a lot of what was going on. They might play that role like, oh, I'm not sure. Oh, my gosh, this happened. Wow. You know, I don't believe it. I got a feeling that he kind of knew what was happening with people.
Do you think? I don't know.
I really do, because I can't even put this out there, and I'm not going to put it out there, but I have a feeling. Excuse me. I have a feeling that he knew. There's no way you don't know what's going on. Especially after these games and such. There's no, I mean, that's just what I think. I think he knew
what's going on. Well, at the same time, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like, you know, how I see it, oh, these women are speaking out. And I'm just like, okay, well, if you're just now speaking out, again, corporate world, these things happen. Like you just said, you know, I want to make it. Maybe I'm not saying anything. Maybe I'm not doing anything until now. I mean, so my thing is, so if you're not saying anything until now, you don't know these things are going on. I mean, so then how do you know that these things are going on? Because nobody is saying anything. Because do you think the guys are saying something about it?
Right. Right. And of course,
how do you know until these ladies speak out and say, hey, look, we, you know, I'm tired of this and I'm, you know, and now I'm reporting it or now I'm going to say something about it. That's what I'm saying. You know, how do you know that until that happens?
Yeah.
But it's not, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like, you know, I don't know that Alex Santos and Richard Mann are, what I mean, are they, you know, are they hanging out with Dan? Are they buddies? You know, where they're, you know, I could see that if they were like, you know, best of friends, like you could never separate them. That, yeah, maybe you did know.
Right.
But I don't know if you, I don't know what's going on in your office. You have your people underneath you. You know what I'm saying? Again, I've told, you know, you told me to step back. And so I'm letting you do your job. How do I know what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, outside of what you know, you come to the office and we talk business. But I mean, on a personal level, you know, kind of like that. How do I know that you're texting these females and sending them inappropriate messages until the female says, hey, look, this is happening.
Right.
Now, once that happens and it's made known, well, yeah. And how long has it been since they told you? Now, that I think that maybe that's the question we should be asking. That if he did know, well, then when did he know? Did he just know now that it's because these females came forward now, or did he know before? And they're like, okay, let's get out ahead of this. You know, when were you made aware that this was happening? You know, whether it was from the females or whether, you know, like I said, again, one of your other, you know, when your other employees came and told you, hey, look, these dudes are out here. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to determine, but like that's with anything when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the Me Too movement.
Yes.
You know, always saying, well, why now? Why did you try to come out now? How come you didn't say anything, you know, 20 years ago or however many years that it took? How come no one said anything?
Right.
And it's me, you know, that's always easier said than done. Somebody's doing something to you. You are trying to do everything in your power to suppress it, to maybe ignore it, to handle it yourself, and you know, not lose your job because again, this is your dream job. Or, you know, this is a job that you really, really wanted. Or you don't want to get anybody in trouble. Like it's a lot, I guess, that goes on in the minds of somebody who is being, you know, who's being harassed or, you know, in that situation. It's a shame that you got to keep quiet about these things.
Yeah,
because you want to protect these people, or, you know, you're trying to protect yourself in fear of, you know, what's the word? Not revenge, but I can't think of the word, but kind of like
retribution or you know, like or you know, retaliation back on you, or you know, blackballing you from other jobs
Exactly. Yeah. So you know, women have a lot, in especially in a male dominated industry such as sports.
I agree. Like
in the sports world, like in the football world, where, you know, it's not a lot of females.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm sorry that even happened. You know, I'm sorry that happened.
Me too.
And one of the young ladies that spoke out, one of the reporters, you know, really nice girl. I've met her before. Really nice, you know, young girl. And I was just, you know, I was just really surprised that happened to her. I was like, oh my gosh. But she kept, you know, working through, you know, the last season while all this was going on. She still, you know, kept it and, you know, was still reporting and stuff. But it's like, really?
Right. I agree.
And, you know, I'm glad that she got her story out. I hope that, you know, I wish nothing but the best for her because she's going to be on her way and, you know, do some big things as far as reporting. Like she's really good at what she does.
Okay.
So, you know, I wish her nothing but the best, and I'm glad that she was able to tell her story and get the story out there. So, you know, that way hopefully it doesn't happen to others. We know that this is not going to be the last time.
Right. Yes. That's whether it's here or somewhere else. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. It's not going to be the last time. And again, it's unfortunate that it happened. But, you know, these men need to also, what makes you think that it's okay to talk to somebody in that manner or, you know, to send these messages and, oh, well, I'm don't send this message through text because I don't want it through text. Well, if you don't want it through text, then you know that it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I guess ethics come into play here. Mm-hmm. You know what's right and wrong now, don't you?
Yeah.
So that, you know, this whole story just had me upset. It had me upset because I'm just, you know, just all this stuff that's going on. And truth be told, I don't think that was the main story that came out, to be honest with you. I think that was part of the story, but I don't, it's not done.
Hmm.
The story is not done. There's some more that has happened.
Oh.
There's a whole lot more that has happened, again, which is why I keep saying, Snyder's not—he's not innocent in this.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
He's not innocent. Him, Bruce, Jay—they are not innocent. They are not innocent by any means. It's just because, you know, lawyers have probably been involved. So now all of a sudden it's, you know, let me just retrace this story. Let me do some editing because I don't want to get sued. Because you know money talks and bullshit runs a marathon. But I just don't think that this is not the end. I really do believe that this is only the beginning. Because there's good that's coming out. Because I've been, you know, researching and I've been trying to follow these, you know, accounts, and some of the players have come out and said things, you know, for their own account. Of, you know, what was going on. Like, I don't know if you heard about the story about our old running back who was really good and got cut, Capri Bibbs.
Oh, yes.
He did an interview with a podcast just recently, and it was really good. It was really good. It was good. You know, his counter of what things happen and such. And, you know, to me, that right there, I said, I knew that there was more to this story than what came out. And I think that was the reason for the delay.
I see.
Yeah. He came out, he did the interview. If you haven't listened, I'll find it and I'll send you the link, but it was good.
I heard that he did an interview, but I didn't know where it was. I mean, I didn't really, you know, look or listen to it. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I gotta maybe check that out. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I had to listen to that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, some of the things that he was saying, you know, what was going on at the park. That's why I keep saying, I'm not stupid. We see this stuff.
Right.
So, you know, he ain't do nothing but confirm to me that there's much more to this story. There's so many layers to this story than what it is.
Right.
And so he came out, you know, and said what he said. I saw Zach Brown on Instagram. He was, you know, laughing at the situation, like, yeah, we can expose y'all, but we not. You know, we haven't exposed y'all, but man, he kept saying this is crazy. We can expose you. We can shut you all the way down.
Wow.
Because personal things, not what has happened on the field. You gonna shut somebody down because of something personal? Come on now. That ain't right. That's unethical.
Mm-hmm.
Not right at all. And then DJ Swearinger also on Instagram dropped a text message from Jay Gruden.
Wow.
Yeah. Jay Gruden asking him, you know, unless you want to talk about it or you want to fight or let me see if I can find this. But it that mess was crazy. And I'm like, yeah. Wow, really, Jay Gruden, you just want to write somebody that?
Well, I mean, you know that there's been those stories supposedly of like Jay Gruden, like these parties and, you know, and I thought, well, maybe they're catching this stuff like maybe before he really got into doing stuff. But no, they're trying to say that like these were like over recent years that he's been out there like that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy, you know, that he would, you know, catch himself up out there like that.
I mean, this just don't make no sense. Like, you have a, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a family.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, why would you put yourself in that position? And then in the position that they're, you know, he's in, you know what I'm saying? How could you, you know, find yourself?
So the text. So Jay Gruden says, want to play, let's effing play.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Swearinger responds, win face to face, man to man, tomorrow or tonight, if you like. And what do you mean by play? And Gruden responded, Gruden agreed to meet. And then, you know, Swearinger said, well, when cooler heads calm down, then, I mean, what let cooler heads prevail. And then, you know, gave the time, what time they wanted to, they could meet to talk. Because remember, Swearinger said what he said in the interview about one of the coaches and how, you know, they, just how they played and how poorly it was. And he called them out. So now I guess Gruden was, you know, mad at that. And who, you know, that's rude. That's rude to text one of your players like that.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with that.
I mean, that's very rude. And again, Swearinger, he didn't have to put that out there, but
he didn't. Yeah.
You know, he did, and just I guess just to kind of confirm what they were up against, it was a lot of personal things. That season, this was what I think 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of personal things that was happening.
Wow. Yeah. So I mean, you know, it goes to show too. I mean, is this the only organization that this happens in? Because people sometimes have things to say about different organizations, or maybe is it just that they can keep it under wraps better? You know, they kind of have a more of a stranglehold on what comes out or who says what. You know.
Yeah. Maybe they can keep it.
How does that work?
Keep things in house, because we can never seem to keep things in house ever.
Well, that's because something like this comes out, and you have to put things, you know, something, you know, you have to address now almost all of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
Something comes out, oh yeah, because this and this and this happened too, and then you get this person over here, just like you just said, you know, Caprice Bibbs, you know, DJ Swearinger, you know, you have all these people now coming out who have now since been gone from the organization. We knew something like this was going to happen because, and then they start giving their stories or their incidents that happened, you know, while they were with the team. So yeah, it's something different. It's something different. But yeah.
All I can do is shake my head. And the fact that, you know, Snyder, nobody said anything about Snyder and Bruce in the article just leads me to believe that, you know, again, lawyers were involved and there was threats.
But people were saying that, you know, because Bruce Allen is gone, that maybe now, I mean, like these things were going on during that time period. So it was just basically, the cleanup mess from, you know, before. We're just trying to, you know, get rid of that old stuff out now and you know, mm-hmm. and continue on fresh. But I don't know.
Because it's like, why did he stay around for so long? Why did Jay stay around for so long? They had, I mean, people kept saying this like way before, like, what does Bruce Allen have on Spider? Like, something isn't right. He's still here. I mean, you know, people were saying that as a joke. But now, right. you think, like, what what happened? What is really going on? And then, you know, that love broke up, as we saw. And, you know, boom, it came to an end. But,
right.
Never, I mean, it's never a dull moment in this Washington franchise.
yeah, it doesn't seem to be. That's kind of, yeah. I mean, but this was, I mean, amidst everything else that's going on, you know, well, with the name change, I mean, this is just another blow, you know, right before the season starts. I mean, you know, it's already going to be hard enough starting the season under the conditions that they, you know, with the COVID-19 out here, it's going to be difficult already. And to have these extra added on issues or situations, I mean, it just doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good. They don't look good as a unit right now. It's just, you know, and I feel sorry for, you know, some of these players who, you know, are innocent in this and who have to, you know, the ones who have been here on the team for a while who have, you know, have to hear these things or,
mm-hmm.
you know, just maybe, you know, some of the rookies that are coming in, like, what is, you know, what's going on? Like, it's just a bunch mm-hmm. of drama. I just hope that they're able to keep focused. I think Rivera will, you know, help them keep focused and, you know, build this program the way it should be built and, you know, moving positive and, you know, moving forward in a positive direction, you know, and keeping distractions out of everything. Because especially, like, I don't know who's able to go to training camp now. I mean, right. I know the aren't, but as far as like reporters go, I don't know who's able to, you know, who's able to go there
mm-hmm.
and cover. So I don't know. I, you know, want to move on from this, but it's just it's a lot. And all I have to say is just stay tuned because it's not done.
Listening to what you said, it doesn't seem that way at all.
And this, like, but this story doesn't warrant, to me, it doesn't warrant Snyder to sell the team.
I don't think so.
You know, people want it, that to me, that's just not enough, because he came out with the statement, he came out with another statement with his wife, you know, that he sent to the team, and, you know, just to kind of smooth things over. So it's not enough to warrant to sell the team. He's not going anywhere this season. So we might as well just suck it up and pray that we'll have a football season. How about that? We'll have a new name and, you know, create some new memories, new legacies, and new records and all that stuff under this new name. And I'm being optimistic for the season, as I always do, because it's not going to be the same old Redskins, because we're going to have a new name, guys.
because that dude snapped. I mean, the guy you're talking about, Alexandria, he has snatched up 44 names.
Yeah, that man was on to something, okay?
Wait a minute, and as of the first week of July, snatched up some more.
Man said, listen here.
I told everybody, I said, you know what, for real, you should have like a 2-week contest like the Wizards did with theirs. You should have a mm-hmm. contest and let everybody put their names out there to see, because you might not be able to think of some different ones that are not on that guy's list. That guy's right. list is extensive. And I mean, yeah. when I tell you, I was like, dang, you got names on there I wouldn't even have thought about. Man. Man.
Yeah. He's on to something. Buzz on to something. So I ain't even mad at that man.
I mean, I'm not either. 61 years old. He's a real estate agent.
Yeah. And I guess he's doing, you know, well in that realm. So
apparently, I was like, oh,
hey, Oh. You want to do your thing, sir. Do your thing, mister. I ain't mad at you. But let's move on. Let's move on.
I don't know.
If you're just tuning in, this is Ladies POV. We just finished talking about the Washington football team. John was
going to say, I know, right? I think a lot of people slip up here and there.
It's going to take a while for me to, not.
New name, it'll take a while to use the new name,
I know, but let's talk about a name that, we don't have to worry about change, and that's, the Washington Nationals.
Oh yeah,
league.
Yeah,
I think they had a game last night.
Did they have a game last night? Maybe it's like a little preseason game. I know that they start the season playing the Yankees, and they actually got cleared to play at Nats Park. So that's pretty good. I know they were looking for, other venues that they might need to, what NBA is doing down here in Orlando, WNBA and up right in Florida, and then is it Toronto? Where are they? Yeah, I think they're in Toronto. So, so they'll actually be traveling, unlike the other sports. They'll actually be traveling, but only it'll be like only on the East Coast, only East Coast teams, and West Coast will be on West Coast teams. So it won't be right. So that should be really interesting, because again, there won't be fans. I just don't, that just seems so strange.
Yes, it does seem very strange. I saw a little clip, because the Nats were playing the Phillies yesterday, and I saw like a little clip of it, and I think it might have been, I think Bryce Harper was up to bat, Max Scherzer was throwing or whatever. But it just seemed weird when the camera panned and there was nobody in the stand. And then I think I heard like some fake applause.
Yeah, they're gonna be piping in. Right.
This is, I don't like this.
Yeah,
I don't watch baseball often. Like, I want to tune in now because I was kind of invested last season. So I kind of want to keep that up because it's not as boring as I thought.
Right, I get it.
But, I was like, there's nobody in the stands. Mm-hmm. How do they motivated, what I'm saying? And I know we've talked about this before, but I just don't understand how they get motivated, how they keep the motivation, the momentum going. It's just weird to me. It's very weird.
Yeah, so I just I guess baseball will be the first, because it won't be until the following. It won't be until the following week when the NBA starts, and then a few days after them, the WNBA will start. Mm-hmm. So this will be the test, kind of, I guess. hockey will start next week as well, if I'm not mistaken. But this will kind of be the test of how it's gonna work. I'll be curious to see how it all turns out. I thought they should just scrap the seasons anyway. I get it.
Let's just continue on in 2021. Not having any fans in the stands is just gonna be a whole blower on many levels. I mean, especially you got they've had golf. To me, golf, you don't need fans because you got to be quiet anyway. So, that's one thing. And then they had what else started? Well, my trip.
NASCAR started, and they've started to have the past, I don't know how many races it's been now, but I know they've had like military members or something like that come in as fans, like recently, like the past maybe, you know, 6 or 7 races, because they've been like, you know, racing like double time to keep up with this with the schedule. So they could still, you know, have their because I think it was like All-Star weekend this weekend, and then they have you know, they, like I said, they're trying to stay on track to finish in October. So they've had some fans again. Sure, it's not the same, obviously, but they've had. I mean, because like I said, because it's a little bit different there, because it's not necessarily that. I think for them, maybe seeing the fans, because you don't really hear them. But
that's, and see, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe seeing those vibes in the stands is one thing, but you don't need the energy of that crowd, I guess. I mean, I don't really watch
I would think during the actual race itself, it's a big to do, you know, when you announce the drivers, you know, everybody's cheering for, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When you do that kind of stuff, which I'm sure it's not really happening now, but I mean, you kind of get that. And like I said, again, you know, when you know whoever wins the race, you know, they do the little donuts in the grass, you know what I'm saying? And the fans get all excited. I mean, of course, you're not really having that now. You know, it's not like a big issue.
I just think that, you know, the fans drive the energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
know?
they
feed off of that. And we feed off of them. It's like a energy giving kind of thing. Like, you know, I'm going to give you positive vibes, you give me positive vibes back. And we just going to, you know, I'm going to cheer and lose my voice and do whatever I need to do in order to help you win. And, you know, we're just going to be happy. But I don't know. Like, when it comes to baseball, when it comes to the NBA, WNBA, you know, you're used to having that crowd. Who's going to be loud yelling at the three-point line in basketball?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to hear the chants of MVP or some booing or some, you know, something.
Right, oh, exactly.
Nobody. Are they going to pipe that stuff in and insert it there? Are we going to have the man who, you know, down in Atlanta, well, I don't know if the Hawks are in it, but anyway, down in Atlanta, who, you know, the piano, the organist, is he going to be playing? Like, are we going to have music? Mm-hmm. How is this going to go?
Yeah. They're piping everything in. Like I said, there's only a certain number of people that are going to be allowed in there. So you can't just have just anybody willy-nilly in there. Everybody in there is going to have a purpose. You know, you're here. It's your job. And it's like I said, everything is limited. And this is it. And I mean, you know, that's how it's going to go.
Aww.
Yeah, no, I know. It's really kind of crazy. So we're gonna see what happens, and hopefully it'll work out, maybe satisfy everybody else. I mean, I just don't, you know, it's a different world, because you're so, you know, you're used to, well, especially here in our area, it's, you're so used to being able to maybe go to a game as opposed to sitting at home and watching it. So now you have to be glued to the TV, because everything, you can't do anything else. You have to watch everything.
Right. And so since people are not going to be able to be, you know, you're not going to be able to go to NASCAR Park to see this game, right? So now you're going to be at the bar. Like, are the bars going to be packed? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that impact the bars?
They better not be, because we're still trying to social distance and that kind of thing. They better not be. I wouldn't see myself advertising that if I was a bar owner, because I don't want people leaving here with, you know, saying that they caught it. Absolutely.
One of those bars across the street from Nats Park, one of them was, you know, advertising, oh, we'll have the game on, we've got certain foods and all this other stuff. But it should not be packed. This is not when they were in the World Series. And I don't need to see your bar. I get that you want to make money, that you need to make money to stay afloat. But this is not World Series Nats right now where, you know, all the your bar is packed and people are outside, inside, you know, just cheering and stuff. Are you going to require face masks? You're not going to be, nobody's going to be social distancing at these bars. They barely do it now. At, you know, some of these concerts I've seen over the weekend where people playing outside, I, you know, barely saw some social distancing. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in the middle of a pandemic. Numbers are going up.
It was like 77,000 like in one day. But try not to talk about that too much. I just know that I think we just should just go ahead with it. I mean, to me personally, just go ahead with it. Everybody's gonna get it, and keep it moving and just control the treatment.
That's what the higher ups believe. They believe that. They don't believe in the science. They just want to go ahead and just open up everything and go back as normal. And, you know, if you get it, you get it. If you die, oh, I'm so sorry. You're a part of, you know, that low percentage of people who died.
Because people are even saying, well, people seem to think that, okay, when they have a vaccine, I said, okay, hello, excuse me. You know, the flu has a vaccine.
Yeah.
Three shot and guess what? And people still get the flu. Yeah. I mean, you see what I'm saying? So even with the vaccine, you can still get the flu. It just won't be as bad, but you still get the flu. So my thing is, okay, I mean, again, not knocking anything, because of course, take every safety precaution. I mean, don't get me too wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, I think this vaccine is just going to be the cure all end all to everything. It's not. I mean, you still need to do certain things. You still need to, you know, again, wear a mask out in public. You need to, you know, wash your hands constantly. You need, you know, every opportunity. You need to social distance. You need to stand back, you know, because I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I stopped at Chipotle to get the boy something to eat. And I was like, did y'all forget about the social distancing? I'm going to need y'all to back up off me. Well, first of all, I don't like that anyway, because standing on my back doesn't move the line any faster. So
I don't like that any given time before COVID.
Yeah.
And it's
clearly marked on the floor, please stand here, you know, for the social distancing. You want to be on my back. Now, if I turn around with my elbow out, you're going to be upset because I'm going to hit you.
Right. Give me my space.
I mean, like I said, for me in general, that's just how I am in general. Back up, Bobby. Why are you on me? You're next behind me. And like I said, you standing on my back is not going to move the line any faster.
But
I was really surprised that, you know, and then she was calling people up, like as soon as people ordered, you know, or, you know, initially give their order and move down. First of all, they're not moving down very far because, again, the person in front of them is still standing right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was at me like, okay, can you come up? No, because those people are still standing there. No, I don't think so. I think I'll wait. You'll be fine.
Right. For real.
I mean, what are you rushing me for? Because first of all, you make it sound like y'all are working that fast. No, you're not. No, you're not. And once those people move down far enough, I'll step up there and I'll give you my order.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, but like I said, again, people need to, I think if people put those things into practice just daily, I think that it'll, you know, I think it'll be fine. You know, because science is still learning about this thing. Science is still learning about this thing.
Yeah, and there's no, I mean, that's just, you know, it'll be a while before we like really contain. And until then, just people wear your masks. But going back to the baseball,
Right. It's not going to be, again, you know, you're seeing now players, of course, everybody's getting tested, you know, I think they, and I want to say they get tested like every day, then they come to practice, that, you know, this kind of thing, you know, this is going to, nobody wants to have, I wouldn't want to go to a bar to go watch, you know, anything, because again, I'm going to be drinking, can't drink through the mask, which means I have to pull it off my face. You know, I just, you know, they
can't have something to eat. They gotta eat.
Right. And then they, you know, cause they were shutting places like, well, California, you know, reclosed every, you know, shut down everything again. You know, places like Texas. Yeah. Texas was shutting down bars because people were, you know, there were more numbers when people started going to these places, because again, like I said, you can't control what everybody else is doing, and then you can't have your bar damn near packed, which it shouldn't be anyway, and you know, and people are catching it.
Yeah. And so, then, you know, the whole yelling, like when your team does good, you want to yell and express yourself. But you can't yell because of droplets, you know, that light bulb's over there. It's a whole lot. So what I do is I'll be home in the privacy of my own home. And I will watch, you know, on there. And I, like I said, I'm gonna tune and I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see how it is, like how it is in that part.
Yeah, it's gonna be because of course, you know, of course, when they televise this stuff, you know, they're gonna be that's gonna be one of the main things they talk about, how there aren't any fans, how they're only, like I said, limited. Even media is gonna be limited. Everybody's gonna be limited at these places. There's no, like I said, it's gonna be like this is the number of people you can have bring with you. This is it. You can't bring any more or anything.
What I also want to do too, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you good.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to drive, like, I want to drive around Nats Park.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like a good idea to see. Right, exactly. I was thinking about that same thing, like, when these games, even down there in Orlando, you know, when the NBA starts. I mean, mm-hmm. So there'd be people kind of around, or what's the area around it going to be like, as far as fans are concerned, you know, I wonder... Yeah. I'm kind of curious. And I was wondering the same thing about even when the NFL starts up, you know, people may not be able to go in the stadium, but will they open up the parking lots for people to tailgate? I mean, would that be a thing?
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, I was just curious as to whether or not people would do that, or if the team or the teams would allow something like that to happen. But I mean, again, that's not really social distancing, so per se. But I mean, I don't know.
I guess in the parking lot, I guess I don't know. Maybe it depends on how big the parking lot. But you know what, you can. I guess in some aspect you can social distance in the parking lot. You know, maybe if they block off every, you know, parking space, like if you stay in your little parking pod, for instance,
right.
With your people, like, you know, there shouldn't be no ball throwing or, you know, nothing like that. But if you are there, you know, hanging out, chilling, Maybe they put some screens up or something in the parking lot while the game is going on. And, you know, if it's a good play or something, and you're cheering, because I'm pretty sure you can hear, since there will be no fans in the stands, right, in the stadium, they can hear if you're loud enough.
Yeah, something, you know. You've been to tailgate parties there. I've been to tailgate. I mean, people are setting up TVs. People are setting, having all out party, DJ stand. People are having all out parties out there.
Exactly. Like in the RV lot, you know, I remember there was somebody who had a big screen TV on top of the RV.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because they do that in NASCAR too. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like, what? And yeah, like you said, the RV. Yeah. So it's really,
Yeah, it'll really be something.
So
I'm serious. Yeah.
Come, you know, fall. But I hope that, you know, since these things are starting, these sports are starting, I hope that, you know, they don't have to shut down again, or you know, I hope they can play this modified schedule, and you know, we have some excitement in our lives when it comes to sports, because everybody's missing it. I'm not gonna lie, everyone is missing sports right now. Well, you know, those who are interested are missing sports right now. I'm pretty sure there's some, you know, ladies out there who don't care because their man is, you know, with them and quarantined together.
For real.
You got a few more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's back to the games.
How about that?
We will see how that goes.
Yeah.
So we have one last topic before we get out of here. And that was Bubba Wallace. You wanted to talk about Bubba Wallace?
Yeah, well, yeah, because I knew this was going to happen. And I foresaw this. I just really foresaw this when the whole George Floyd thing happened. And then, you know, Bubba Wallace being the only full-time African-American driver for NASCAR. Okay, first of all, I've read, and I know a lot of people didn't even know that there was a full-time African-American driver in NASCAR until Bubba Wallace. I mean, until this whole thing happened, and, you know, Bubba Wallace was making his feelings, you know, well, you know, standing for the cause, you know, as well, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, supporting, you know, the cause. Okay, people. Remember how we always say winning cures everything? Okay, so Bill Wallace really, he's a good driver. Don't get me wrong. He drives for Richard Petty. He also drives the number 43 car, Richard Petty. But, yeah, I mean, like, he's not, to me, in the upper echelon of drivers. Again, like I said, good, you know, young, African-American. That's really just about it. Now, this George Floyd thing's happened. Of course, NASCAR is going to be, you know, just like every other sport, on the forefront of trying to support, you know, these causes as well. And you know, you're kind of putting him up there, which to me would be like, I don't know, I guess maybe personally, I'd be like, okay, well, I need to step my game up or something like this, you know, try to be better. But now it's getting to the point where I think it's an overload. Now I think that Bubba Wallace has gotten fed into this thing a little bit too much, to where you're almost like every little thing is a problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. They found that noose hanging in the stall that he used at the one race in Talladega, and they were you know, okay, yeah. And then they found out, okay, well, that's kind of been there. You know, so of course it wasn't inappropriate, don't get me wrong, it was inappropriate. Nobody, after investigation, it didn't seem that they came to the conclusion that they had put it there because Bubba Wallace would be there. I don't even think they get to know these stalls until, you know, like day of, anyway, for real. Or maybe a day or two before. But either way, again, this is something that they had determined had been there for a while, that this was nothing, you know, this was nothing like brand new that somebody had put there. So then, of course, again, you know, rally around Bubba Wallace. And I'm thinking, okay, you're rallying around this guy. But at the same time, just like, he's not winning anything. You're not even top 10 finishing anything. You're not even winning any stages. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not saying you need to be winning, but I mean, and I'm, don't get me wrong again, making people aware and then making it your personal issue, two different things.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring awareness, that's fine. But now it seems like every little thing, and I guess it's even more magnified at the
you know, because you're the only one. So everything that happens now seems to have that kind of undertone. So yeah, he lost it a little bit. He took his, I think he just had this outburst where he crashed and took the bumper and threw it at another car. I mean, I was just like, this does not give you the, just because this is the issue now in America right now, that doesn't give you the right to, you know, to make it, like I said, again, make it your own personal issue as if everybody's out to get you all of a sudden. You haven't had any of these problems before. Now all of a sudden, because of this, everything is an issue. Everything is, like I said, everything is magnified. And I didn't, and I don't like that. But like I said, I knew this was going to happen. I knew, I said, nope, it's just too much. I said, he's going to take, to me, I feel that he personally is taking advantage of the fact, you know, so now every little thing that's said, every little thing that's done, you know, seems to be, you know, oh, let's go to, you know, let's go to the only African-American, you know, driver, you know, because it has to be directed towards him and find out what he feels about it. You know, it just, I think it's just too much. And I think that, you know, Bubba Wallace needs to, you know, check himself, understand, you know, what the real issue is here. Do support your causes, support the cause, and just and do your thing. You know, everything is not a conspiracy against you. Everything's not a conspiracy against you. It's not. And like I said, again, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, quite honestly, which would be so out of. I mean, of course, people would be like, oh, you guys are only doing that. I mean, you guys are doing that to the only African-American driver. But I wouldn't be surprised if he gets dropped from his racing team. I mean, because, again, you haven't really produced like that. And you, you know, you're just. It's like you're making trouble, and nobody wants that. I don't care what color you are. Nobody wants trouble.
Not at all. Nobody wants trouble at all. And like you said, he's not really producing. He's not in the top. Cause I mean, I'm not even into NASCAR like that, but I had never heard of this guy before until, you know, the whole movement started. You know, the George Floyd thing. So, you know, he needs to take a chill pill.
Yeah, I mean, I just want folks to understand, like I said, I mean, but, you know, people, you know, the same, I guess you could almost put it on the same level to me as, you know, when they call these Karens. I mean, I really hated they use that word for these women, but, you know, but these Karens, you know what I'm saying? They know that they're going to get the reaction. And, you know, I don't want him to, like I said, take advantage of
don't fall into that trap, man.
That's it.
Don't fall into that trap. Come on, Bubba. Who better, Bubba? Yeah.
especially if you want to, you know, well, I don't want to say like that, but if you want to maybe inspire or attract more African-American drivers, this is not the way.
This is definitely not the way. It's not the way to do that at all. Set a better example and step your game up, Bubba, if you need some tips.
That's it. That's all. I think that's what it is.
Every day. So.
Focus all the energy. Because first of all, you just don't need that bad energy anyway. You just don't need that negative image, you know.
No. Like, it's enough. We have enough negativity in the African-American community as it is. And you are in a sport where it's not. A lot of you, maybe it's a handful of you, I don't know. But this ain't the way, bro. This is not the way. So take a chill pill and everything will be all good. Protect yourself, wear your mask, and keep on driving. But with that said, we have come to the end of our show. And, you know, this was a good one. Again, jam-packed with,
Definitely. Opinions. Well, you know, everybody's putting their opinion out there. Why not us?
Exactly. Why not us? Because we also have opinions, and we are women, and we are doing this thing too. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about the issues, and there's no harassment going on over here. Thank God. Because we don't have men. This is ladies' POV. We don't have men involved. And I don't think that there would be any harassment going on because neither one of us will take that.
No.
Not to say that we are, you know, super strong, but we don't play those games either. And if something is wrong, then, you know, we're going to say something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So,
that being said, you know, please don't, honestly, like, this is no joke, but don't be afraid to speak up, ladies.
Yes.
When you know that something is morally and ethically wrong, especially in the professional world, don't be afraid to speak up. I mean, you know, sure, you're going to face some backlash from somebody. Sure, somebody may not believe you, but you speak your truth. That's it. Truth.
And when it comes down to it, start your own.
Hello? That's it.
Whatever you do, if you can't stand it out there, start your own.
Start your own. And you know what? You be the boss of it. Because guess what? Nothing is not worth your sanity. Nothing is worth your pride, your joy, you know, what brings you happiness. Nothing. Don't let these. And men, y'all need to do better and learn how to talk to women. Mm-hmm. Stop that. You know, stop that flirting and thinking that you could say whatever you want to say because you're in a high power position. Listen, it doesn't work that way. People need to be told something and put in their place. Yeah. But y'all ain't ready. Y'all don't hear me though. On that note, this is another great and grand episode of Ladies POV. And y'all have a good week. We'll be back next week. Tune in. You know, listen and share with a friend. Make sure you like our page, go to the website. It's not much, but you know, we still have it. So just support us. Thank you. We appreciate you. Any final words, Yolanda?
Well, it looks like we'll be able to watch something good this week.
Yes.
So for those of you in the hot, please try to stay cool. It's hot out there.
Stay cool, stay hydrated, wear your mask.
Yeah,
throw shade. And that's it. That's all I have to say. Peace out, guys.
See you.